from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the power of the U.S. needs to be reset. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Lutnick said the new global tariffs put in place by the Trump administration were to address a national security issue and added it's a major problem things like medicine and semiconductors aren't made in America. The Commerce Secretary said if things kept going how they were, eventually the rest of the world would have owned the U.S. Lutnick said the tariffs will stay in place as President Trump seeks to reset global trade. This summer, Wildwood's 10 p.m. curfew for minors will be well enforced.
Every night is a family night will be the public mantra of the city of Wildwood as it cracks down on the rowdy teens that made headlines last summer. Beyond 10 p.m., minors must be accompanied by legal guardians, with noncompliance resulting in potential arrests. In addition to the bolstered curfew, officials say they installed bollards, increased surveillance, and boosted police presence along the boardwalk in the name of safety. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office will seek a six-year prison term for a 21-year-old defendant in a crash that killed a female pedestrian in Brick January of last year. Authorities say Mark Carey of South Amboy pleaded guilty to knowingly leaving the scene of an accident in connection with the pedestrian who was struck and killed while crossing Route 35 in Brick. The victim identified as 56-year-old Julia Sutton of Weehawken. Carey will be sentenced in June. May 1st is College Decision Day when New Jersey high school seniors who have applied and been accepted into colleges confirm their enrollment and announce their choice. John Tillman, president of Ecliptic Financial Advisors in Seagirt, says College Decision Day is a big deal because schools are trying to
formalize who's going to be attending their schools out of everybody that's been admitted so that they know they have dorm space, they can allocate financial aid and reallocate financial aid for students that haven't taken it. It sets a commitment time.
However, that doesn't mean you can't commit to a school past May 1st, but Tillman still recommends getting in a deposit to a school you're thinking of attending by May 1st to secure a spot and dorm space. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We've got spotty rain showers around New Jersey yet again. Fifth and final day in a row of unsettled weather here. And we are looking at some cooler temperatures too. Thermometers have actually fallen this morning to the lower to mid 40s. And that's exactly where we'll end up this afternoon. So don't expect it to be warm by any stretch. We will see periods of rain today, hopefully trending drier into the afternoon. And then rain will finally exit the Garden State tonight. It is going to get chilly overnight as low temperatures dip into the lower 30s around the freezing mark. And then for tomorrow, bright and sunny, but windy and cold, a blustery day. Highs in the lower to mid 40s, calmer winds on Wednesday, and more sunshine. Highs push into the upper 40s to around 50, a little bit better. New Jersey weather made possible by Dr. Anthony Lombardi. Thinking about your summer body or maybe a mommy makeover? Dr. Anthony Lombardi is well known for all types of cosmetic procedures, and his office is also the leading injecting site in the state. Visit them online at LombardiPlasticSurgery.com.
Right now, Newark, 40 degrees. It's 41 in Edison, Mount Holly, 41. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.